Councilmember Adnan Bajaji says any attacks aimed at dividing Iraq will not deter efforts to forge Iraqi unity.
And it is important that our Iraqi people should be calm, should be patient, and should continue their national unity, and to make sure that the enemies of Iraq will not have an opportunity to inflict harm on our people.
The deadly explosions in Karbala and Baghdad ripped through crowds of Shiite pilgrims as they gathered to celebrate one of the holiest days in Shiite Islam. Angry survivors outside the shrines ranted against U.S. coalition forces, complaining they were not providing enough protection. Some threw stones at U.S. soldiers and Iraqi police at the scenes of bloodshed. Councilmember Wafiq al-Rubai, himself a Shiite Muslim, told reporters U.S. commanders had offered to coordinate security at the holy sites during the holiday celebrations.
They were really in near contact, trying to discuss all the details concerning the ceremonies. Regarding the security issue, we always insisted that the best solution is that Iraqis themselves take in charge the security question, and that's what we are doing, and we think we can realize we can achieve this by the end of June.
U.S. Brigadier General Mark Kimmett says the attacks in the center and outskirts of Karbala were caused by a suicide bomber, mortars, and hidden explosives. Six suspects have been apprehended there. The Deputy Director for Coalition Operations says the attacks in Baghdad were carried out by suicide bombers.
The Iraqi police service reports that three suicide bombers detonated explosives in the vicinity of the mosque, and a fourth suicide bomber wearing an explosive vest was apprehended.
General Kimmett says the attacks were well coordinated.
This was not a pickup team. This was not an organization that just started. This clearly shows signs of a well-coordinated organization with some level of sophistication.
No group has claimed responsibility for the attacks. But last month, U.S. forces said they had intercepted a message by an al-Qaeda terrorist operative urging suicide bombings against Shiite Iraqis to provoke civil war. General Kimmett says there could be more attacks as Iraq moves toward the June handover of power to an interim government and the first-year anniversary of the March War that ousted Saddam Hussein. Lori Kassman, VOA News, Baghdad.